And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad this morning. Chilly morning outside, 33 degrees outside right now, but a whole lot better weather than they see in some parts of the country right now.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we'll update you here in a little bit. Kendall Warren in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall, how are you this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got to use Maytag washer. It's an older model, $89, and you pick it up. You stack washer dryer set in really good condition. Got one used Maytag washer top load in excellent condition. One used front load washer. Two front load washers and duets with pedestals. One set near new. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got a 25 cubic foot side by side. Use 40 gallon propane gas water heater. Works good. One 2-door top freezer model, 18 cubic foot, good condition. Got three older refrigerators from the $25 to $100 category, and they're guaranteed to work. Several used under-counter dishwashers are all fully guaranteed. Use microwave hood combinations. Two smooth-top electric ranges, very good condition. Still have that 50,000 BTU gas, natural gas space heater. And, of course, that used 40-gallon direct vent natural gas water heater. Got Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, LG refrigerators. Got over 70 units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, we do service the appliances we sell. Gas and electric water heaters, we deliver and install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, again, take care of the service later. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news coverage. I don't know how you could possibly have missed it over the last few days. There's been so much talk, really, for about the last week or so about the coming presence of Hurricane Sandy up the eastern seaboard here in the United States. And, of course, if you've been paying any attention at all over the last 24 hours, you know that it made landfall last evening up in the New York, New Jersey area. And, boy, did it do some major damage already. It's amazing how many things it's affected in some of those areas. You know, we sit here and we run through several times during the year where we have our own issues with tornado season, and sometimes we run into flood issues and things. Just imagine just encompassing all of those things together. And that's pretty much what they're seeing in some of those locations up in the northeast here last night and into today. In fact, it's going to be a little bit tough. You know, we roll out of bed this morning because the alarm wakes us up, and we turn on the TV or the radio and catch up on what's going on, and maybe make a little breakfast and enjoy a newspaper or what have you as we get ready for work in the morning and things. They're not doing that in a lot of parts of the Northeast, because they can't turn on. Well, first of all, the alarm clock's probably not going to work unless they've got a solid set of batteries in it. But without electricity, they're not doing most of any of those things that we're doing. And that's even if they're anywhere close to home. Some of them have been displaced. Many of them actually have been displaced to different locations. And boy, you look at some of the pictures. Yikes.
Yeah, there's some impressive stuff out there. You know, not only, I guess, with the water that you would expect. You know, you've seen the high tide rises and the flooding, but also some of the shots of the other side of the storm too, the winter storm that's going through in Virginia and West Virginia. You're getting a lot of snow there too, so it's kind of a wide range of all kinds of different things.
Yeah, hurricanes, of course. Well, this is hurricane season. They happen relatively frequently. It seems like we have, you know, maybe a couple, two or three named storms each year that threaten the United States coastline somewhere, or the, you know, along the eastern seaboard, the Gulf of Mexico, the Florida Panhandle, somewhere down in those areas. But, you know, this time around, it's just, they keep referring to the perfect storm. It's just a bunch of conditions that have all come together, along with that winter blast that came out of the northwest that really kind of fueled the whole thing and made it even worse than it was. But just to see some of those things that we see, some of the pictures and things, the things that Chris was describing, we're seeing them in places we don't usually see those kinds of things. And those folks are having to deal with something that's completely out of the norm for many of them, the ones that stayed behind. Now, some of them were smart enough to get out of harm's way, but as you can imagine, it's very difficult. I have relatives that live in Florida, and it's difficult anytime they tell you that there are storms coming. They live in the Tampa area, and fortunately, they haven't been hit by a lot of storms in that area, but they have had their share. And it's always tough when they say, board it up and get out of there. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to leave all your possessions and belongings, your home, your all that stuff behind, only to worry about it for days on end and then come back after the storm praying that there's something still there to find. Mm-hmm. You know, you can imagine what that's like. Well, you know, life changes in a in a blink of an eye. But for these folks, they're having to run through that right now. But they're talking right now, at least 16 people have been killed by the storm thus far in New Jersey, New York, Maryland, North Carolina, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. Some of the victims were actually killed by falling trees. At least one of those deaths was blamed on the storm in Canada as well. So it's been spread out pretty well. There was this huge rolling wall of seawater that moved up with 85-mile-an-hour winds. It created a 13-foot surge of seawater at New York City, which is a record. But they're talking about no power this morning. In fact, it's been most of the night. A lot of that power went out, some of it intentionally. In some places, they just shut the power down to try to avoid some major problems. But they're talking almost 8 million people this morning up along the eastern seaboard are without power. So it's a little bit difficult. You heard Beverly Ginther a little bit ago say that the in our market report this morning that the Wall Street's shut down. Mm-hmm. Wall Street's kind of a public swimming pool these days. It's all shut down, along with a lot of other things in the New York area. But there'll be no markets. There were none yesterday, and none of the financial markets, not even electronic trading. No trading whatsoever yesterday or today, for that matter, too. So I guess we can rest easy. We're not going to lose any money here during the course of the day today either. But yeah, a lot of that stuff is all shut down. And in fact, Rick just handed me a whole list of things. It just runs through all kinds of different places, different states, and some of the things that have happened. Down in the Carolinas, they've declared a state of emergency in western North Carolina because they could see a foot of snow. In fact, they say a woman who was pulled from the Atlantic after she abandoned a tall ship died, and they have 6,600 people without power this morning. In Connecticut, the Long Island Sound flooded roads as the storm toppled trees and power lines. There are two people that died there, including an Easton firefighter who was killed when a tree fell on his truck. Over more than 615,000 people are without power. That's in just Connecticut alone. Delaware, nearly all the residents of flood-prone coastal communities in Kent County heeded the calls to evacuate. Smart folks. There were a couple of beach resort areas that were flooded, and they have over 45,000 power outages there, people without. Also, as far west, Illinois, even, high wind warnings and lakeshore flood warning in effect today and tomorrow in Chicago. And city officials say Lakeshore Drive was expected to remain open, though, but they're seeing some of the fringe effects of what's going on. In Kentucky, winter storm warning in effect for three southeastern counties till tomorrow. They're saying winds could gust up to 50 miles per hour, along with the snow they're expected. Up in Maine, wind gusts over 60 miles an hour, shutting down the port of Portland and knocking out power to homes and businesses, with more than 86,000 folks without power this morning. Maryland, floodwaters swamping tourist area Ocean City. In western Maryland, snow tied up traffic, and a falling tree killed a man in one community in Maryland. They have over 290,000 people without power in that state. Massachusetts, strong winds, heavy surf, mandatory evacuations in sections of coastal Dartmouth and Fall River, and voluntary evacuations in other coastal communities, and over 300,000 folks there without power. Also up in Michigan, high winds knocking out power to at least 60,000 homes and businesses. In New Hampshire, politicians canceled visits to the presidential swing state yesterday as power outages total over 179,000 right now in New Hampshire. In New Jersey, the center of the storm came ashore Monday evening near Atlantic City, which was cut off from the mainland by the storm surge, along with other barrier islands, stranding residents who ignored the warnings to get out. Hundreds of people were being evacuated after a levee broke in the northern New Jersey town of Munachi, and at least three deaths were reported, and power outages. More than 2.3 million folks in New Jersey alone were without power. New York, of course, saw that record storm surge higher than predicted, along with high winds damaging the electrical system and millions of people into darkness. Utilities say it could be up to a week before the power is fully restored, and the governor's office in New York says there have been five storm-related deaths there. A fire burned 50 houses in one flooded section of Queens, and over 1.8 million people are without power there. Even in Ohio, the Cleveland area, northeast Ohio, getting slammed with rain and high winds. Snow reported in some parts south of Cleveland and south of Columbus. over 250,000 people without power there. And you go right down the line, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, the D.C. area, West Virginia, even in Wisconsin along Lake Michigan. They're seeing the possibility of some high waves, dangerously high waves and flooding. Lots of issues all over the place in some of those locations that you really wouldn't even think of when you think of where Sandy was located.
Yeah, and it just kind of continues to move back into those areas. You know, you mentioned some of those kind of numbers. People always like to hear, you know, the record numbers. You mentioned the 13.88 feet was the new storm tide record there in New York City at the Battery. And just as a historical reference, the previous record was 11.2 feet in 1821. So that's over a couple of feet more in that location. Highest wind gust so far was reported in Eaton's Neck, New York, at 96 miles per hour there. New Jersey had a couple of other locations with 80 mile per hour plus winds. And then they're estimating right now, according to some folks, that about 9 million people are without power total in the different states that are associated with this. And the snow back behind that's going on in the Appalachian area, the highest reported amount so far this morning was 26 inches of snow in Red House. So that's in western Maryland. They're the highest location as far as those totals go for the storm so far.
Yeah, and they've updated. I mentioned that fire that burned all those homes in Queens. They've actually updated that now. They said it's just a huge fire. Between 80 and 100 homes in a flooded neighborhood in the New York City borough of Queens now have been destroyed. Over 190 firefighters have been working a six-alarm fire in the Breezy Point section, and they're still putting out some pockets of fire. You know, you can't help those kinds of things. As emergency folks, I bet it's probably difficult for them to understand why folks don't evacuate when they have the chance, because that puts them in harm's way, having to go out on emergency calls in obviously less than perfect conditions. So, yeah, very difficult times up there. So pray for those folks who are in some in harm's way up there, and hopefully you don't have any relatives or friends that are in the way of that massive storm. It's still affecting the East Coast yet today. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren here this morning. He wants to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got freezers chest and upright. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Electric and gas ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG in stock, which are freestanding models. Also have available a full line of built-in cooking appliances such as built-in ovens, cooktops, slide-in and drop-in ranges, and range hoods available on special order. Washers and dryers, top load and front load in small, large, and super capacity. If space is a problem, we offer several stack-type units. Got washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG. Got also carry Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States of America. And that's carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And, of course, they are one of the best. Stop and see us at W&S at Potsdam and try to do it today. Jim?
Wow, combination of high winds, massive waves, rain, and then you put snow on top of that in some areas. Yikes, not a good time to be out on the eastern seaboard, is it? Kendall, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. Hey, go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.